from APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Facebook's Developers Conference commenced as scheduled this week, and yes, as expected, the company announced its focus on bots for its messaging platform. What else? We called up the BBC's North America tech reporter Dave Lee, who has been at the conference. Dave, the company has also built a 360-degree camera.
Yeah, so right at the end of their keynote, they unveiled this incredible-looking camera that has 8 different lenses sticking out the side, and it would film immediately in 3D. And the crucial thing they managed to do, they say, is make it so you can just pull that straight off the camera, and there's no kind of post-production in the same way that anyone experimenting in 3D or virtual reality film at the moment. It's a big, laborious process right now, very expensive. That Facebook are saying this camera kind of solves all that.
All right. What else did you see there that you think is interesting for us users out there?
Live video. So lots of people now broadcasting on Facebook Live. And they made the point in the show that there's TV stars using Facebook Live. And the amount of viewers they're getting is more than their TV shows are getting. And so, you know, that's a really big critical shift for Facebook to become almost like a mainstream broadcaster. And I think we'll see that develop over time.
Do you think they'll pull that sort of thing off on a regular basis?
It's hard to say. I mean, the thing with what's being broadcast at the moment is that they're all quite frivolous. I mean, BuzzFeed had 3 million people watch 2 people put elastic bands around a watermelon until it exploded.
Yes, I was one of them.
So was I. Now, it was captivating. It was fascinating. So the question is whether live video on Facebook ever becomes something where meaningful things happen on live, or whether it's something that is for kind of silly fun moments. And if it is silly fun moments, then all power to it, because that's what people want as well. There's space for everyone, I hope, speaking from a mainstream broadcaster over here.
Dave Lee, North American reporter for the BBC and our man on the ground at Facebook's F8 conference today. Dave, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
It's tax season, and that means it is also tax fraud season. Criminals are trying to get your tax refund by getting your personal information. The latest trick of the tax fraud trade, as Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports, the old phishing email sent to your employer.
In the latest scam, criminals impersonate a corporate executive, forging an email in his or her name to, say, an HR person. Then they may demand access to employee W-2 forms.
Criminals are putting quite a lot of work into making these emails look like they come from within the company.
Verenda Smith is deputy director of the Federation of Tax Administrators. She says the information gleaned from these phishing scams gives phony tax filings the veneer of legitimacy.
What the 2015 withholding was, or the 2015 total reported taxable income was.
Weight Watchers and Seagate Technology are among the firms recently hit. Cybersecurity expert Aviva Leighton at Gartner says tax software companies have measures to thwart scams like this, like keeping track of the devices used to submit returns.
They'll look to see if this device has been used to fill out multiple tax refund requests.
But Leighton says the best way to avoid being the victim of a tax refund scam is to file your return before the crooks do. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
Already 2016 looks to be another record-breaking year for online attacks. In recent days, the government in the Philippines discovered personal information like fingerprints and passport numbers of 70 million people had been compromised from a government database. But hey, let's not forget the recent past. The security company Symantec has a new report out this week on cyber threats in 2015. The data suggests that 2015 saw a 36% rise in different kinds of malware among Symantec clients. Here to talk about some of the other findings is Symantec's Samir Kapuria. Samir, what did you find most surprising in this survey?
The fact that bad guys take holidays. You know, one of the things that we observed here was a call center operation that was primarily using spam as their weapon of choice here.
They're sending a bunch of email. In that email is information and phone numbers that they would then get calls back to their call center, and then they would try and get some information out of the people who called in. Is that the kind of...
You've got it. It's a ruse. It's a dupe. And in essence, what we observed is the volume of their output, stopped on Saturdays and Sundays, as well as holidays. And so what that told us is this is not, you know, just a random act here. This is a 9-to-5.
Samir, there's a lot of information out there about where these attacks come from. Did you learn anything in your report about geography?
Well, over the years, we've seen, we've learned attackers don't wear flags on their shirt, especially when you're thinking of organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an ecosystem out there with people who have different levels of expertise, who specialize in different types of attacks, and they're really glued together by commerce and trade as opposed to nationality.
What could the average web surfer, average small business owner do to protect themselves?
I think the first thing that the average, you know, business could do is understand what assets they find most critical to their business. And it's often that exercise that allows them to make sure they've really taken care of something and not left the windows and the back door open while the front one's locked.
Samir Kapuria is SVP and General Manager of Symantec's Cybersecurity Services. Samir, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And billionaire investor Yuri Milner has an idea and a partner. Partner, astrophysicist Stephen Hawking. The idea, a swarm of teeny tiny spacecraft powered by super thin sails and lasers that point at the sails and exert pressure. The swarming rovers, dubbed Breakthrough Starshot, would be headed to our neighboring star system, Alpha Centauri. Initial seed investment from Milner, $100 million. Top speed for this still theoretical robot swarm, oh, just 37,000 miles per second, aka how fast my cat comes when I open a can of cat food. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.